Belém, Brazil. 20th March, 2285. Seconds from collision, the vehicle lurched. Mud sprayed from knobby tyres as the bulky truck whipped around and slammed back first into the mouth of the tunnel. Dirt and rock clanged against the roof outside. The whine of electricity bleeding out from the ultra-caps below Skylo's feet dropped off to nothing, allowing the clatter of heavy rain on armoured body panels to fill the cramped compartment. "All clear," Pablo said from his perch in the gun turret. "You're up, senor." Skylo gripped the long chrome handle on the rear door with both hands. The full suit of body armour made him feel like he'd been dipped in concrete. Plates of carbon fibre were woven into thick ballistic fabric, even the gloves. He glanced back at Anna. She sat cross-legged in shorts and a T-shirt on the bench that ran the length of the compartment, an improvised explosive in her hands. The thin brick of wrapped plastique sported a hand-built receiver glued to one side. As he watched, she stuffed the bundle out a murder hole, then smacked the portal closed with her hand. The arming beacon lay on the bench beside her, safely in the off position. "All set," she said. Then she caught Skylar's nod, leaned in, kissed him hard on the lips, and flipped his face mask down for him. "Good luck." She'd been confined to a bed for the last few weeks after suffering bruised kidneys and some internal bleeding in Ireland. The camp medics and Skylar had advised against her going on this mission at all, but when her eyes had flared with dogged determination, he'd known the argument was pointless. At least she'd promised to stay inside the vehicle. He grinned. "You too." Anna returned his grin with a half-smile of her own, then brushed a strand of hair from her face. In that instant she looked as lovely as she ever had, and Skylar glanced away. He couldn't quite explain why, and hoped against hope that Anna hadn't noticed his sudden distance. The truth was, ever since Tanya had given him her air aboard that alien ship, he had found himself in a strange sort of limbo. He turned back to the task at hand, focused. With both hands he yanked the door handle. When the door swung open, Skylar found himself staring down the tunnel once again. A steady stream of dirty water ran down the centre of the floor where, after all this time, a deep and erratic gouge had been carved. More water dripped and trickled from the curved ceiling and walls, making the inside of the tunnel appear to be engulfed in the same storm that pummeled the rainforest outside. With all the dexterity his combat armour would allow, Skylar hopped out of the APC and raised his gun. He smacked the weapon's light on and then did the same to the one mounted on his helmet. Already he regretted wearing the heavy suit. Sweat trickled down his back and his legs felt like lead weights under the bulk. The gun he'd chosen only made matters worse. The heavy assault rifle fired large-caliber rounds, regular from one magazine and explosive-tipped from a second. He could switch with a flick of his thumb. Mounted halfway down the barrel was a slightly curved steel plate that came up a few centimetres above the body of the weapon, save for a small gap through which he could aim. The bulk of the shield descended from the barrel, which provided an extra barrier to anything that might seek to hit him in the chest. The protection might come in handy, but it made the weapon unbalanced and difficult to aim. Skylar had almost left it behind in favour of something smaller when Anna pointed out that he needed it only to get to the shell ship. Once he had the relic that lay within, he could ditch the bulky thing and run. He glanced back one more time, some clever bit of reassurance on his lips. The words were drowned by a thunderous eruption, Pablo on the roof-mounted rotary cannon. Individual gunshots could not be heard, only the steady hum as the weapon spewed bullets like a fire hose. It sounded like a pure bass note run through a stack of concert speakers. The vibration shook droplets of water from the circular tunnel around Skylar and made the plates of his combat armour chatter together.